soft and warm, a quiet storm, quiet as when flowers talk at break of dawn.
I like to make our evenings fun and exciting and unpredictable. I'm Lenny Green, host of The Quiet Storm, which comes your way Mondays through Thursday from 7 p.m. to midnight, and on Sundays from 7 p.m. to 10. I serve a music menu filled with your favorite R&B slow jams. Everything from Patti LaBelle, the Isley Brothers, Barry White, Sade, to Mary J. Blige, Usher, Leon Thomas, Beyonce, Chris Brown, and so much more. We all have long days, and after that long day, The Quiet Storm allows you to escape so you can chill, relax, and rejuvenate yourself. And one way of doing that is creating a mood and making sure the music is the star of the show.
Baby, you don't know what you do to me. Between me and you, I feel like chemistry.
Once our listeners lock in on The Quiet Storm, my objective goal is to keep you with me for a long time. Building AQH and TSL numbers are key. Welcome inside The Quiet Storm, baby. It's time. Time for us to engage. Time for us to have a better understanding about things. And that's why I present Confessions of Love every night. And I want to thank you for suggesting topics. So, shout out to Arnella, who sent me in this interesting topic that I had to put on the table tonight for conversation. Is it harder for men to get out of being put in the female friend zone than a woman being put in the male friend zone?
Hey, Lenny, you know, this is such a great question, and I have to say that it is harder for men. Usually when the guy is in the friend zone, I don't know, I'm looking for something more, and he's unable to provide that for me. So once he's unable to do that, I check out. You know, it's like, not interested. Oh, I'll respond to his text messages, whatever.
Look, this is Confessions of Love time. The question on the table tonight is, why would someone cheat on somebody they don't want to lose, but they cheat with someone they don't want to keep? Talk to me. What do you say?
That's a tough one there, Lenny.
It is? I didn't know it was
think
a tough
about
one.
That one. I have no idea. And the only reason they would cheat on them is because of variety. Just because you got steak doesn't mean you don't want peanut butter and jelly once in a while. Or corned beef.
Okay.
Right? Steak, Philly mignon every night. You get skits. Just variety. Just a change of spice. Maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, but that's why somebody would do that.
So the question on the table tonight is, can you ever just be friends with someone you fell in love with?
It takes maturity, I believe. When you look at the big picture, what do you really value? Do you value the friendship, or do you want to walk away being enemies?
And when our celebrity guests often stop by, not only are the conversations compelling, but it keeps our listeners locked in for longer periods of time. Like when the fellas of Jagged Edge came by.
In the building. Look, represent the ATL by way of Hartford, Connecticut, though.
That's right.
Don't forget the CT.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or when songstress Deborah Cox came by The Quiet Storm.
Thank you, Lenny. Good to hear from you. Good to talk to you. Always a pleasure.
Like when Smokey Robinson came by and he shared with me how the song Ooh Baby Baby came into existence.
One night we were on stage in Washington, D.C. at the Howard Theater. And at the end of that medley, I used to go down and sing to the girls in the front, you know. So I'm singing to this girl, and I just said, ooh, baby, baby. And by this time, the guys, you know, we were so in tune to each other. We've been singing together since we were babies. But they heard me, and they started to harmonize with that. And the people went crazy.
Or when our R&B legends come to hang out with us.
I got to shout out my man, Lenny. Let me tell you something. When I hear this man's voice, he makes me appreciate life. And when he come on and he be talking to the lady, I'm like, yeah, Lenny. Listen, Quiet Storm is legendary. I live in Jersey and I live in Miami. Like, yeah. Lenny all over. But the point is, he's funny.
Soft and warm, a quiet storm.
The Quiet Storm with Lenny Greenberg. Never a dull moment. On Tuesday nights, I give you a double dose of love by doubling up on your favorite artists back to back. And on Thursday evenings, I invite our listeners to join me inside of the Quiet Storm mini concert, and it gives them that great feeling of being at a concert and hearing how their favorite R&B artist sounds when they perform. Overall, the Quiet Storm will definitely appeal to your target audience, and I'm always willing to go the distance to customize drops, promo liners, to cross-promote station events, and so much more. So if you want your evening audience to be catered to musically in a special way, with special guests, special features, The Quiet Storm with yours truly, Lenny Green, would be a perfect fit. I'm really looking forward to becoming a part of your family. So please contact Nancy Abramson at Compass Media, and I'll see you soon.
Soft and warm, a quiet storm, quiet as wind.